The State Department is revising its tally of terrorist acts. Each year, the department is required to file a report with Congress called Patterns of Global Terrorism. It provides policymakers with a list of major international terrorist attacks and trends. Critics say the State Department understated the number of incidents in its latest report. So, the department is conducting a recount, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage released the latest report back in April, he said the goal was to show not only the terrorist toll, but what the U.S. is doing to fight back.
Indeed, you will find in these pages clear evidence that we are prevailing in the fight.
The report claimed that terrorist attacks dropped to 190 in 2003, the lowest level in several decades. The problem, say critics, is the way terrorist incidents are counted. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman points out that the State Department's chronology of terrorist attacks last year ended in mid-November, so the tally didn't include, for instance, a deadly attack on a bank and British consulate in Turkey in late November.
I would like to see the report rewritten to be accurate and not have the information manipulated to come out with a politically self-serving conclusion, which is that the Bush administration is doing such a great job that we've seen reduction in terrorism, when in fact the opposite is true.
State Department officials who asked not to be named bristled at the notion that their report was influenced by politics. They insisted there was no manipulation, just some errors in data, which they say are being reviewed by intelligence officials. Waxman, who's the ranking Democrat on the House Government Reform Committee, is awaiting the corrections.
The report is fairly worthless for any of the purposes for which it was originally intended, because it's got false data and incorrect conclusions.
Terrorism expert Raphael Pearl of the Congressional Research Service says Patterns of Global Terrorism was designed 15 years ago to help policymakers decide where to put counterterrorism resources.
It's highly embarrassing to produce an authoritative report on an issue that is extremely important for the nation and to have factual gaps.
But Pearl doesn't see any political motives behind those gaps. He says in the past, the CIA provided the State Department with the data directly. But for the latest report, a new layer of bureaucracy was involved, the Terrorist Threat Integration Center. Pearl believes the report should be less focused on numbers.
We can be winning the numbers count and losing the war. The numbers are very important, but equally important for Congress and the administration to make informed decisions is good analysis.
He says the value of the report is to give a snapshot of the trends, how terrorism is moving from the Middle East to Southeast Asia, and how incidents are becoming more violent, even if fewer in number. While State Department officials seem interested in Pearl's suggestions outlined in a recent policy paper, the revisions of the latest annual report will be mainly in the numbers and not the analysis. Officials hope to have the new statistics posted on the State Department's website next week and say they will show that terrorist incidents were slightly higher in 2003 than in 2002, not lower as the report initially claimed. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.